You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, I've got a question for you guys that have lost a lot of weight. A lot of weight. What advice would you give to somebody that's just about to take that journey? So I'm literally walking down the hall to get a cup of coffee, and one of the dudes in the office comes up to me, and I think because most people in the office know that I work out a lot and fitness is part of who I am, he came up to me, and as we were walking past each other, he said, "Hey, I just want to let you know, I thought you'd be into this. I just hired a trainer. And I'm working out 3 times a week. And I said, "Congratulations, man, baby steps, you know, blah, 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 blah." And I'm like, so this is the one thing that most people don't ask, I think, or trainers don't ask immediately is like, what is your goal of going to the gym? His goal is to lose 100 pounds.
Wow.
That's a lot of weight.
That's a person.
That's a lot of weight, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious for you guys that have lost a lot of weight, over 60 pounds, over 70 pounds, over 100 pounds. If you were giving advice to somebody that is looking to look up, to lose 100 pounds, what would you say initially? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Because I think when you look at that number, it can get so intimidating if you're the person that's trying to lose that weight that you don't look at it as 1 pound at a time. You're looking at it as 100 pounds, and that could be really intimidating right off the bat.
Going ahead and jumping to the very end of 100 pound weight loss, if I remember correctly, we had a Burt Show listener call up that had a significant weight loss, and it took a while for her brain to catch up with her body because there was still like some, I wouldn't call it body dysmorphia, but when she looked in the mirror, it was almost like she had a hard time accepting her new body because
right.
It was such a drastic change because you're so used to seeing yourself in a certain light.
I also think that, and some calls are starting to come in now, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, if you've been through this process, that, you know, we live in this world where you want everything so fast, right? You could take drugs if you want, or you see celebrities that have a baby and the next day they're back down to their pre-baby weight.
It's why I go to a Mexican restaurant, because I want food fast and you get chips and salsa.
Is that it?
Okay. Yes.
And I think that if you're starting a journey like that, you just have to remember how long a process that should take if you're doing it in a healthy way. They say that 0.5 pound to 1 pound a week is a lot. So if you're busting your ass in the gym and you lose 4 pounds at the end of the month, give yourself credit. Like, don't look at it like, oh, I only lost 4 pounds. That's a lot.
So it should take you approximately 2 years to lose 100 pounds.
That's a lot.
I have a friend who lost, I think she lost 70 pounds when it was all said and done. And I remember her saying that that was the hardest part, was constantly looking at trying to lose the 70. Because she always felt like she wasn't doing anything when she would lose 2 pounds, when she would lose 1 pound. But when she started looking at it like, the time is going to pass anyway. So if you lose even a pound a week or a pound every 2 weeks or whatever the case, and you keep looking at it like that, eventually you'll get to your goal before you even know it.
Fernando, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hello, man. I just got done leaving the gym this morning before I head off for work, and I was pushing 300 pounds last year, and I'm 217 now. And it's all about consistency, finding a schedule, and I got into fasting 72 hours every 30 days for the health reasons. And I also got into running a lot. So I just completed my first marathon last Sunday.
Congrats. Wow.
That was awesome.
And yeah, and the one thing people don't understand is that when you put a big number like that in front of you, it's very discouraging.
Right.
It really is. So what I did is I just set small goals. I really did. And after a year of working out, running, I'm now 217. I feel more fit and it's healthier. And, you know, with consistency, anyone can do it.
Congratulations, man. That takes a lot of discipline. And that must have been on your mind all the time. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. How about losing 150 pounds, man?
Wow.
Hey, Cassie. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am feeling great.
So how much weight have you lost? And I'm guessing your name is Case.
It's Casey.
How much weight did you lose?
150 pounds.
150 wow. pounds.
All right. I'm curious, how did you do it and how long did it take you?
Well, my wife and I started last February 20th. At that time, I weighed in at 326 pounds. And this past February 20th, I weighed in at 176.
Wow.
Good for you. Yeah. Was there one breaking point moment for you? Like, okay, today is the day. That can't happen again.
Yes, actually. I saw a picture of myself on Facebook.
The pictures.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what have I done to myself?
Yeah.
That'll do it.
I hit the gym, started going to the gym. I started out cardio. Then I moved to transition to weights and worked with a trainer. And it's part of my life. If I don't go to the gym every day now, I don't feel right.
So what's the one piece of advice you would give this dude that is now looking at 100 pounds?
Absolutely. Just take one day at a time. Eat healthy. It's okay to have cheat days. Cheat day once a week. Watch your sodium intake and drink lots of water.
Would you say that the scale is your best or worst friend when you're trying to lose that kind of weight?
Actually, to me, it's my best friend because I can see my progress like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people say throw the scale out the window because if you're starting to feel good and your clothes aren't fitting the way they used to, that's all you need to know. Because if you go and you're busting your ass in the gym and then you jump on the scale and maybe because you've been working out, you put on some muscle, that the scale is lying to you. So some people say, don't look at it all. If you feel good and you're starting to see that your clothes don't fit the same, then that's good enough.
It's probably discouraging to look down there and not see as much as you thought you would see.
Yeah.
When you do the math on it, man, have you ever been on a treadmill and you're busting your ass and you realize you've only burned 170 yes. calories and you're like, that's half a burger. That's
it's
it.
Deflating.
It's a quarter of a burger.
No, those are the two Girl Scout cookies I ate. What are
yes.
you talking about?
Melissa, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you. All right. So our friend down the hall here is losing 100 pounds. It is a long journey. What advice can you give to him? Because you lost how much weight?
I lost about 170
wow.
pounds.
Good for you.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've lost an entire person. So I'm, my biggest advice would be it's kind of the same thing the other guy said. It's just, take it one day at a time. I had to do it for health reasons, or I wanted to do it for health reasons. And, that just take it the one day at a time. And I think Kristen was saying something about body dysmorphia. That's a very real thing that I deal with, because every time I look in the mirror, I have to be like, oh, I'll walk by the mirror sometimes and do a second look because I'm like, whoa, is that me now?
Right. Wow, that's good advice. Just take
Thank
it
you.
One step at a time here, because it's a long, long process.
The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.